Good morning. 7:31 a.m. Tuesday, August the 15th, 2017. So today I've been sort of meditating on the difference between the Golden Rule and the Threefold Rule. Now the Golden Rule is enshrined in story and song. The idea that you should treat others the way you would be treated yourself. Well, there's a problem with that. Because what makes you think people want to be treated like you? I think that's what lies at the roots of some of the more evangelical dieters and smokers and whatever else, exercise fanatics. Oh yes, I treat myself this way, so you should treat yourself that way. Or I will treat you as if you believe the same thing. I guess like most rules, it probably depends on how far you carry it and what arenas it's applied. I don't necessarily want everybody to treat me the way they would be treated. In all things, every time, all the time. Some things, you know, it's like I would like to be considered for my own person to be recognized as an individual who may or may not share core basic principles. That doesn't mean my principles are wrong. Doesn't mean your principles are wrong. It just means we don't agree. And there's nothing wrong with that. The Threefold Rule is one of the guiding principles of neo-paganism, particularly neo-Wiccan. And it's closely related to karma. What you put out comes back three times. Threefold. So the energy you expend in the universe becomes amplified by the universe and returns to you. That seems like a little better in terms of guiding principle, I think. It's a little bit more to my liking. Now, the Golden Rule is certainly sort of plugged in there because you don't want to put out things that you don't want coming back. So putting out hate, putting out greed, putting out putting out braggadocio. Comes back three times and you're going to be subject to other people's braggadocio three times more than you are. That's the idea of karma. So, I don't know if I'm going to be able to post this when I get home. My router was flaking out. The new router was flaking out again. I don't exactly know what the problem is. Other than there's something downstream, there's something out in our local area of Comcast network that keeps cutting us off. I'm not exactly sure if it's a wire problem, or if it's a connection problem, or if it's just a hiccup on the server end and over on West 10th Street. Typically it doesn't, it's done that a couple of times now, typically it doesn't last very long. It's still aggravating. So I'm walking and not talking. It's not that I'm not thinking, it's just that I'm trying to be a little cognizant of our little space here together. Aware. Soft air, a cool morning, mid-August. or the peace is being disrupted by somebody with his loud mufflers. Because disturbing the peace is, after all, his right. Okay, got on a bicycle. Sandals, interesting. Good morning.
Morning.
And an ID tag. Say it with me. Monk post. Oh. I'm tired today. Kid had guest until 10:30. I couldn't go to bed at a reasonable time. The wife had a rough night. She kept waking me up because I kept waking her up. She finally got up. And then I slept in. I slept in until 6:30, which for me is almost unheard of. Not entirely. I do it a few times a year. She's quite concerned that I'm now too skinny. So I weighed myself just for fun. Because as one does at 1 in the morning, when your spouse says you're too skinny, you immediately retreat to the scale. I don't have a lot of body fat. Not anymore. Does that make her too skinny? I think, no. Not according to the height gauges for body mass index. I'm still just over the line into overweight. I need to lose about 2 more pounds, 3 more pounds. Down to 169. But that's only a couple of pounds over the last month since I weighed in before in mid-July. So, yeah, you know, I've lost a couple more pounds, which is in keeping with what my caloric intake is, which is in keeping with my consumption of fewer carbohydrates and more fruits and vegetables. Emphasis on vegetables. I eat a lot of vegetables. I need to eat more different vegetables, but I eat a lot of vegetables. Need to get some cucumbers. It's also corn season. I have to be a little bit careful of corn because corn is a starchy vegetable. Corn and peas, both, I love both, but those are like bread. Not quite as concentrated in terms of carbohydrate as bread is, but still something to be aware of. But too skinny. I think I'm too skinny. Before, I lost a lot of weight before. I did when my kids were born, which was quite a long ways ago, quite a long time ago now. And I lost, at that point, I lost 65 pounds, which was as much as both of my kids weighed together. But I didn't do the strength exercises. I didn't do the weight training. I didn't do the walk. Well, I did do the walking. I did a 2-mile walk in the morning, but I didn't do the tug. I walked in the snow. I fell down. I cracked a rib. Much easier to recover from a cracked rib at 45 than 65, I suspect. Which reminds me, I have to finish my application for Medicare. I should do that today if I could keep the connection up. I need to get some gear so I can walk in the rain. Walking in the rain the other morning was liberating. It was. It was good to be reminded of the rain of the earth. I'll be reminded of the change of the seasons here soon. Some of the trees have already started to lose a little of their luster. The greens are less green than some of the trees. There's three or four trees along the way back there that are pushing to be no longer green, but yellow. Not precisely yellow yet, but edging toward yellow. Most of the grasses, most of the plants out here in the park. I'm walking along the park, north edge, the west edge of the park, heading north. Sun is behind, shining on all the seed heads and ripe grasses. It's quite lovely. But it's definitely the turn of the season. John Barleycorn, if not dead, is at least bowing his head. People who moved in across from us, diagonally across the street from us, they spent most of the summer putting in raised beds. And by raised beds, I mean three courses of paving stone to create a terrace and a complete sprinkler system. They've surrounded it with a very discreet green wire fencing. Probably to keep the rabbits out, but they're huge. They've built a huge garden in there. It's beautiful. It's a vegetable garden. I can't tell. I'm too far away at the moment to see what's in it, but there's at least squash. That's interesting. I wonder what this guy is doing. At least squash. I think I see banana peppers. It's a pickup truck parked here at the corner. Maybe he's talking on the phone. Some squash plants. Some banana peppers. That's quite nice. At any rate, here I am. Out the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.